Welcome to the Washington Daily Devotion. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. We are preparing your heart for the public square. Hey, if you like these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment because we want to get the word out. We know a changed heart makes changed policy, and so really help us out by diving into the Word of God. So today's scripture is 1 John chapter 4, verse 15 through 21. It says, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God." Have you done that? Have you confessed Jesus is the Son of God? God abides in him and he in God. Now, we oftentimes don't think about our relationship, about us abiding in God and God abiding in us. But that's the reality. When you go to work today, when you show up at that coffee shop, when you do whatever you're going to do today, you abide in God and God abides in you. And we know, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he's going to tell you the truth. When you make a mistake, he's going to tell you the truth. He loves you so much, he's going to correct you. He loves you so much, he's going to comfort you. He's going to go before you. Here's one thing I know about God. He doesn't coddle. He's not coddling us by telling us false things and then trying to make us feel better about ourselves. It says this, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Look at that. God in him, he in God. All this is repeated. So oftentimes the church is filled with God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. And what they're saying oftentimes is that you can do whatever you want, live whatever lifestyle you want, you know, do whatever you feels good. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that he's patient with us, wishing that none should perish, but all come to repentance, that he doesn't keep a record of wrong based upon the blood of Jesus Christ, and that we should walk in this love and this commitment to him in a way like no other. So love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. So there is a day of judgment. People don't like to hear that about God, and he is not going to wink at sin. He's not going to somehow coddle or just simply try to make us feel better about ourselves. But there is a day of judgment. For the believer, it's going to be the Bema Seat judgment. And for the unbeliever, it's going to be the White Throne judgment. But it is coming. And I don't have time in this short devotion to unpack those things. But we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And that grace through faith should produce in us a faith and action in the public square. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Look at that. It's easy to miss. As he is, how is God? He's holy. He's righteous. He's set apart. He's compassionate. He is filled with indignation when it comes to violating his word, but also mercy that if a repentant heart comes before him, he is willing to extend that. He says this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Should we have a reverence for God? Absolutely. Should we, as believers in Jesus Christ, have a fear of him in a way that we somehow cowered or that he's going to hit us? No. God is a compassionate, loving, faithful Father who cares about us. And he does correct us, but we are not afraid. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. You, because of Jesus Christ inside of you, have been made perfect in his love today. We love him because he first loved us. The reason that we can love Jesus Christ, the reason why we can love God is because he first loved us. This relationship was initiated by him and is it's only because of him starting it out can we do this. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this is really important. I know as the public square, there may be certain people with ideology that is contrary to what you believe in. And there can be a level of where you may think, "I hate that person. That person's my enemy. That person does this." But this is really Imago Dei. This is the idea of seeing everyone created in the image of God. And that we should have a compassion. We should have the same heart as God, that none should perish, but all come to repentance. And this is where we start in our foundation of prayer for others around us, for those who don't agree with the policy or the ways that we want to interact in the public square. And somehow we can find ways that we develop a genuine love for those around us. And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So here's a commandment. Love God, love your brother. So as you go in the public square today, I want to encourage you to think about your love for others. They may have a different political ideology. They may have polarized you or labeled you, but we don't return evil for evil or insult for insult, but we give a blessing instead. That's what it means to be a part of this family, the family of God. If you like these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithms. And like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.